This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us and on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, not just part of the solution. You know, I'm much a part of, you can't be part of the solution throwing things out that you think make sense when you don't have any real information on them. I want you to have real information. Really that simple. So whether you listen to my show or other, there's a whole bunch of shows out there you'd be listening to, and I very much appreciate you listening to mine. I very much appreciate you spending time with us. Some of you in the chat room have built friendships. I think that's cool. But you know, stay involved, stay informed, and not on Twitter. Don't let Twitter be that thing that you use. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, or you can always send me an email, you know, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Haven't said it in a while. We have an Android and an Apple app that you can use to follow. And again, I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. All right, let's get, there are so many news stories I want to get to. I know I won't get to them all, but man, I am going to try. You're seeing more and more ads, by the way. You already know this. I don't even know why I'm bringing this up. But you're seeing more and more ads on Facebook, even though they're telling you they're going to wait or they are waiting they're going to wait till what, a week? 10 days? A week? Right? to kill the political ads? We know that's not true. They're doing it now. I was telling somebody today that I tried to do some political ads a while back during the primaries. And I was told that, there was too much text as opposed to the picture. That's the new one. All right. And then they told me that my credentials weren't right, so I had to fix all those. It's just amazing. They were looking for every reason they could not to put it out there. By the time it was there for me to put it out, it was over. I couldn't get the traction I needed. This is why I keep telling you guys. Some of my friends, they want to stay on Facebook. And all right, you want to keep a Facebook page for the family? Great. To get the message out? It's not going anywhere. Show them we don't need them. Trump held the minorities, leave the Democrat plantation and claim that they're American dream. I mean, seriously, when you think about what he's done for the black community, he's done more for the black community than the last half a dozen easy Democrat presidents. You know, he helps somebody by constantly, you know, giving to them, if you would. You know the old saying, right? You teach a man, you give a man a fish, you feed him for a meal. You teach him how to fish, he eat for life. He's be self-sustaining. Do they want you to be self-sustaining? You know, think about all of if this COVID didn't happen, the Dems should just go, would have just had to go home. There would have been no way for them to beat Donald Trump or any other Republican for that matter. Recent Harris poll during the Republican National Convention found that President Trump's support among black voters in 4 days, his support rose 9 points. Right? Hispanic voters also rose another 2 percentage points. These guys need to start look at which party is actually making a difference for minority Americans. These people are actually starting to look at who's making it easier for them to make money. And they don't want to be hated either, because when you look at what's going on right now, it looks like BLM, the black community, whatever, and again, I don't believe they have anything to do with the black community. Not the BLM you see on TV. There's no way. I have way too many black friends who don't agree with them. They agree with equality. They agree with wanting a chance to make a better life for themselves. But they don't agree with the damage these people do. Look at the group that went through Pittsburgh. They were talking about it earlier. The way to get people on your side is what? Is to go in and steal their meals, take their drinks, verbally abuse them? That's terrorism. That's not trying to make it better. That's terrorism. So maybe the black community, and I think they are, and the Hispanic community are taking a hard look at who's actually done what for them and when. And who has actually made a difference in their lives. And you look at the walk away movement. You guys got to check it out on Facebook and other places. You look at that movement, and you're seeing these people. They're giving you a 3 to 5 minute video in some cases, or just read what read what they wrote, and you'll see that they're looking at the media and say they're lying to us. They look at the party and say it's lying to us. What Nancy Pelosi did the other day, is it the worst thing that ever happened? No, of course not. Let's not be stupid about it. But what Nancy did the other day was totally prove that she doesn't care about you. She doesn't care about the little people. You know, the whole thing with her refrigerator a few months back. She doesn't care what you have or don't have. They don't care about you, period. They care about your vote. Right? They care about what you can do for them. Because they're making all kinds of money in Congress. It's the best job you can get if you can get in. By cutting taxes, decreasing regulations, supporting a free enterprise, right? Donald Trump has produced unprecedented economic growth. This isn't him saying it. These are economists that don't even necessarily care for him. We'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. Joe, it's a real fan of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the solution, really. So, we were talking about how President Trump has really done more for minorities, the ones that they say he hates. Pretty much any of the president before him. I'm not just saying that because I'm a fan or because I'm a Republican or because whatever. You got to look at the numbers, the real numbers. Nobody ever does that. When you look at really truly where unemployment is, was, and will be again. I mean, look. Economists were talking about the nosedive. There were supposed to be 24 million Americans. Unemployment was supposed to be at like 24%. Go back and get their comments. CNN, MSNBC, ABC, DFC, they were all screaming. It was over. You know, not so much the president's run was over, but But, you know, this economic was so fragile. Well, what is it? Is it 8.5%? It's unheard of. Nobody expected that. Why do you think the markets kept rising and rising and rising? And, you know, it's really funny how Joey B. says that it's, you know, all the president cares about is the markets. No, because if the markets are good and people and companies are staying open, then people work. What's so bad about that? So, again, as I was saying, you know, by cutting taxes, decreasing regulations, all this other stuff, you've seen an unprecedented growth in the economy. While the Obama administration and the Democrats would have you, just like Joe said, going to repeal all of the Trump's tax cuts. Are you really ready for that? Are you really ready for what that actually means? And if you send me an email that says they really weren't good tax cuts, many people didn't get as much back as they were supposed to, you need to pick up my recent podcast with Dan Pilla. You weren't getting as much taken out of your paycheck, so how could you possibly get as much back? Makes no sense. Use your brain. Before COVID-19, unemployment fell to the lowest point in 50 years. Hello? That would encompass all of the biggies, right? Come on, think about it. Even no blame-o. Unemployment among African Americans and Hispanic workers was the lowest it has ever been in history. It went from being out of control, being over the top, you know, just no way to get a handle on it. Remember what Obama said? What's he going to do, wave a wand? Well, apparently he found that wand that you hid. The rich had taxes lowered, but the top 25% of income earners still account for over 85% of the federal tax revenue. Come on, think about that. 25% of income earners, right? 85% of the federal tax revenue. You have to pay something. With the expanded standard deduction and tax credits for children, the bottom 50% of earners accounted for just 3% of federal income tax rev. Right? Joe Biden's vowing to raise taxes. He said everybody's taxes would go up. Right? Kamala Harris is talking about single-payer health care, whether you like it or not. And was pretty obstinate about it in a recent interview where she just basically said, look, the interviewer said, now you realize that many people don't want you. You're taking the choice away from the people from healthcare. She said, oh, well, that's what single payer is. And we'll make sure everybody gets taken care of. No, you won't. No other country's been able to do it. None. Under social medicine like this, stage 1 cancer goes to stage 4 cancer pretty fast. You know why? Because you can't get in to get the attention you need. By building and hopefully completing our southern border wall, an estimated 95% of those illegal aliens trying to enter on foot will be stopped. Now, when Americans are polled, they value legal immigration. They want legal immigration. Notice they don't say they want immigration to stop. They want legal immigration. And you got to look at what jobs there are for people. When you add up Trump's Opportunity Zone incentives that are now available, why didn't Obama do this? Why didn't Biden do this? You know, all these things that Biden talks about that he can make happen, and you're watching the commercials under Joe's leadership, this happened. Under Joe's leadership, first of all, they weren't his leadership. It was Obama. But they spent it over. So under his leadership, why didn't he do these things? If he knew about these things and they were so great, why didn't he do the things that Trump is doing? Opportunity Zone incentives now available. There's hope now for expanded economic growth in minority communities where they need it the most. By ensuring energy independence, America's making available more low-cost energy. Look, if we don't have to buy it from somebody else, ship it in, pay tariffs on it, you get your fuel cheaper. Why is that so hard for somebody on the left to understand? I do not get the hate. Whether it's Republican or Democrat, I don't understand the hate. I did not like Barack Obama. Sorry. Didn't like him. Did I hate him? No. Can't hate anybody. As Nancy Pelosi said, my religion doesn't allow me to hate. But the bottom line, you know what I mean? Again, I disagreed with him. I disagreed with the way he handled things. And to come out and say the economy's ever, we're going to have to get used to what? What did he say at one point? 1.3% GDP was about all we were going to be able to do? He was wrong. Like he was about a lot of things. He was wrong. He said he believed in religious freedom while taking Bibles out of hospitals, Navy and military hospitals. Dying men and women who wanted to read those, who wanted to see them, couldn't. They weren't there. And you know what? You know, people feel good about themselves when they're making money, when they're successful. And success comes in many ways for many people. By hand, a lot of people, especially, you know, ethnicities like Hispanics, Italians, and others, they don't want to be handed anything to speak of. They don't mind working. A Biden victory means a war on any kind of carbon fuel. That'll raise energy costs. That'll cost you, look, it's going to cost you more money at the pump. It's going to cost you, you know, your business or whatever company you're going to work for, it's going to cost them more money to operate. There's no way to fix that by raising the taxes. It's nuts. They have no plan. It's funny how they say Trump has no plan. They have no plan. Joe Mancini, your host, this is Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. I'm not joking. You need to get informed. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
An American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
U.S. Navy continues searching for a sailor who went missing from the aircraft carrier USS Nimitz during its patrol of the Northern Arabian Sea amid current tensions with Iran. The crew aboard the Nimitz sounded the man overboard alert on Sunday after being unable to find the sailor aboard that nuclear-powered aircraft carrier. The Nimitz is America's oldest aircraft carrier in active service, and it has over 5,000 sailors and Marines.
The Nimitz, whose home port is Bremerton, Washington, has been in the Arabian Sea since late July. It replaced the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower, which had spent months in the Arabian Sea on its deployment that saw the carrier break the Navy's previous at-sea record. Navy officials continue to limit port calls during the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
We are back. You know, our hearts and prayers go out to those that are Northern California and other places that are having to deal with these fires. I can only imagine. Well, and we've been in a few. Timmy and I have been in a few ourselves. Not a fun place to be. But again, you know, I don't know what it needs to be done. And some of you out there are like chomping at the bit. You want to blame the electric companies and everything else. No, you know what? Governor Newsom needs to take responsibility for what's going on in California. Again, the party of non-responsibility rises up again. If you would let them clear the brush, then this stuff wouldn't happen. At least not like this, it wouldn't. But he won't let them do it. Last year's fire, what did it? Wiped out a whole town. How great was that? Talk about how Trump has helped minorities. Really, not kind of, sort of, but really helped minorities. Now, the left can't say these things. They can keep talking about how, you know, we want them dead. We don't care about them. We want them dead, whatever. And we all know it's not true. It's just flat out not true. So the way to prove that is not just to argue with somebody, but to have these numbers in front of you. Understand what these numbers mean. And then you have Harris saying that blacks want less cops, there should be less police in minority areas, when 80% of the black community has already said they want more police. Not less, more. I'm sorry, who's deaf to the people's wants and needs? Who's not listening? Who's not paying attention? So in light of the continued rioting and looting in these Democrat-controlled cities, you know, I always love when they say, well, it's not all, you know, crime is up in such and such a city by 2.3%, and that's a Republican president. They ain't burning stuff down in the streets. They're not shooting people in the head in the streets. The pictures that you're looking at almost look like it's Tehran or Iran or whatever, you know, one of the Middle East cities in the middle of some kind of outbreak or violence. But they're going to blame Trump for it. I love it. Now, law and order is among the top five issues with American voters. Gun ownership is down at 7. I mean, somebody is not looking at the numbers for them, thank God. Early calls for defunding the police. when the polls went out there to prove that the Americans were on their side, 80% of Americans said, no, not going to happen. In areas where black-on-black crimes are terrorizing neighborhoods, citizens want to help keep their families, their businesses, and their property safe. They want more police. And they're very happy. They're excited that Trump is a law and order candidate. I'm telling you, these guys are going to lose big. Trump promises to work to deliver school choice. Public education is in chaos right now. Right? I mean, you've got unions making demands not only for more money, but to defund police departments and make sure that we have health care for everybody. It's like, I'm sorry. Why don't you get to educating the kids? Get back into the classroom, educate the kids. And what they don't like is that Betsy DeVos and others are pushing for more school choice. I love school choice. I think parents should make a decision as to where they send their kids. If a public school is failing, they should be able to send their kids to a private school. Right? I mean, if a public school is failing and there's no private school, they should be able to homeschool easy, and they should be reimbursed for it. You're paying taxes for education, are you not? Anyway, I know I could go on and on and on about this. This is one of those pet peeves of mine, right? I mean, anybody who says that black lives don't matter, whether you believe in the slogan or not, is an idiot. All lives matter. Black lives matter. Asian lives matter. Italian lives matter. White lives matter. Babies matter. Black preborn babies matter. Life matters. You know, as Martin Luther King Jr. said, every human life is a reflection of dignity. And every act of injustice mars and defaces the image of God in man. Martin Luther King, who they've thrown to the wayside because he doesn't fit their narrative anymore. And the black and the Democrat Party has for decades, relied on 90% of the black vote. They get it on a regular basis. But the black community is starting to get smart. Not that they were dumb, so don't do that. But they're starting to get smart through the wiles of the Democrats. They really don't care about them. And the proof is in the cities where they've been put, shoved. Look at that commercial for Baltimore from the Republican candidate is fantastic. And it's about time. And the Republicans have never had the guts to do that before. All of a sudden, this woman steps up. We were talking about her with Sonia Schmidt last week. Right? All of a sudden, she steps up. And with an attitude and a determination, I mean all that in a positive way, but with an attitude and determination, she looked like she was on a mission, and she called out the Democrats. She pointed to the failures. She talked about the failures. Look, I said, you have been in control here for 53 years, and basically you fools keep voting them back in and complaining about the city. There's been millions that have gone in that city, millions from the federal government. To no avail. Nothing's changed. You know why? Because the electeds haven't changed. Now, black Republican Senator Tim Scott, which is funny, he came up with a crime bill for the inner city to help the inner city, and Schumer wouldn't allow it to come up. Schumer! Here's a black man, been black all his life, I guess, comes up with something to help his community, and a white guy, who they say, you know, all white people are racist, so why Schumer is even talking about this, I don't know, he must be a racist, doesn't let it float. Scott said he'd gone from cotton to Congress, he co-authored a police reform bill, but Democrats walked out of the room. Why? They wanted an issue more than they wanted a solution. Don't make a big deal out of it. Herschel Walker. He's known Donald Trump for over 30 years. He defended the president against racism charges. He said, I've seen racism up close. I know what it looks like. And you know, you white folks, you heard Sonya say it last week. I'm going to say it again. You white folks who walk up to a black person who supports Trump, you call them a racist, an Uncle Tom. And by the way, you should look up what Uncle Tom means. It shows you how ignorant you people really are. really, seriously. You call a black person an Uncle Tom, it is almost, it is a compliment. But you've twisted the history. You've twisted the story so badly. And you don't even know what it stands for. You're using a term you saw on Twitter. You're using a term you saw on Facebook. But for a white person to walk up and tell a black person that they don't understand racism, they don't know what they're going through, that is just dumb going somewhere to happen. But it shows you how full of themselves they are. How sure they are. They are smarter than you. They know more than you do. They're better than you in so many ways. That's like coming up to me and telling me, as an Irish guy, what Italian food is good and what isn't. I've been eating it all my life. Anyway, I get a kick out of this. I get the biggest kick out of this stuff because they know everything. There is nothing that you can tell them that they don't already know or can tell you you're wrong and they got something different going on. I could do this all night. This is just craziness. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. According to a story at Town Hall, America's problem isn't systemic racism. It's that people just need to get back to work. I mean, think about it. Think real numbers. I'm thinking about putting up a wall behind me of the pictures of all the white and black kids, people, persons that were shot by BLM and the rioters. I think that would be a great idea. Don't you guys? Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Have a pain in the neck,
ugh.
A real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOEY, 55732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. There's a bunch of ways to get in touch with the show. There's a bunch of ways to get information out there. You know, just seriously. Not that hard to do. And, you know, whether it's text message, email, you can find it all up on the website, realside.com again. You know, you can sign up for the weekly newsletters. You can sign up for text messages. You can sign up for all that stuff. Anyway, always, God, these people are sick. And it gets sicker every day. Look, this hour is supposed to all be about college, you know, college campus crazies. And I don't know. Let me give you some quick overview of some of these stories. The campus reform, I mean, you got to have it at campusreform.org. Campusreform.org, great place to, you know, to get the information that's going on the campus sites. Washington Lee defends course on how to overthrow the state. Right? That's what I mean, these are things that are going on college campuses all over the place. Some that are open, some that are doing it remotely. SFSU invites terrorist hijacker for university-sponsored event. Right. No problem. The Washington Post is concerned about how many white men are mentioned in science textbooks. This is going on with your tax dollars at these colleges. Right? Let that sink in for a minute. The University of Rhode Island is to remove murals commemorating World War II veterans because there's no diversity. Well, sprinkle some black, Hispanic, Asian, whatever. I mean, whatever it is. It's a mural, for God's sakes. And I'm looking at the mural. And if they're saying there's no diversity, there's a problem. Maybe there's not enough white folks. Go look at the mural yourself. I don't know. I don't know what they're talking about. Not enough women? Maybe it's the LGBTQ, ABCD, EFG community. Right? Now, the murals were painted over 70 years ago. A veteran who attended URI after returning from World War II is saying that, you know, maybe we need to relook at them. But I'm not so sure he and others understand what they're talking about doing here. They didn't feel comfortable. This is the stuff I don't understand. We keep talking about our young people not having coping skills, right? So they're sitting in a room with a mural, and the mural is making them uneasy and uncomfortable. So what do? Let's remove the mural. Instead of teaching them how to ignore it, instead of teaching them to maybe use it as a teaching method, I don't know. But again, you know, the part of World War II that isn't taught, the things that aren't talked about, it's a major failure of the education system. We stopped, for all intents and purposes, we stopped millions of people getting killed by dropping the bomb on Nagasaki and Hiroshima. I don't care what you believe or how you believe. You can fight among yourself with that one. But you think about it. We had the most powerful weapon on the planet. And this terrible, nasty, ugly country, this country of oppression and power hungry, these United States of America went on to take over the planet, threatening to drop those bombs on other countries, didn't we? No, we didn't. We didn't use the bombs to our advantage from a standpoint of taking over land. We used the bombs to stop more people from being killed. Yes, we killed people to stop people from being killed. You're right. Some of you are going, oh, yeah, sure, we killed. Right. No, stop it. Stop being ignorant. We stopped that war quickly. We had the most powerful weapon on the planet. And what did we do? We went back and helped Japan rebuild. After they attacked us, it took out 3,000 of our people sleeping on a Sunday morning. Peaceful, quiet people. Yes, soldiers and civilians alike. I bet you don't hear Pearl Harbor taught that way. I'm sure Labor Day is pumped all up. So they killed all those people of ours, started a war with us that we didn't have going with them. They were getting more and more violent and vicious as the days went on, the weeks went on. We put an end to it with the bombs. We go back in and rebuild it. Do you think the kids are learning about any of this in school? And what we're worried about, and I'm telling you, I said this years ago about some of this other stuff. At what point will they not allow you to say that the Japanese bombed us at Pearl Harbor and pulled us into the war? Really pulled us into the war. What do you think? How long before that happens? And it won't be the Japanese. It'll be some mad people from across the sea. Right? It just never stops. So... And the mural was commissioned to show, and it's in the ROTC building, get over yourselves. It was commissioned to show these men and women coming back. You go to a train station, this is what the person who painted the mural actually saw. What's the problem? Just because you like it, just because you don't think it's diverse enough, it is what was real for the time. And again, hey, I'm hoping and praying the craziness keeps on. Seriously, I'm not joking. I want this because then you're going to really see what they want. You're going to really see what the Dems, for all intents and purposes, are made of. Truly, just nuts. Don't you find this crazy? Anyhow, 855. This stuff just makes me boil on the inside. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. They're all up in arms about President Trump. Well, when aren't they, right? Has anybody got to the point where when you hear this, like, news story, just breaking, President Trump tees off the Dems again, you just kind of go, whatever. Doesn't matter what it is, whatever. Never going to stop with these guys. And I said it earlier, too. Revisit this, where Biden and Harris, they suggest that Trump can't be trusted on a COVID vaccine. I don't know about you guys. I got some news for them. Maybe I'm wrong. Somebody email if I'm wrong, okay? I don't think Trump is making the vaccine, is he? Is he like in the kitchen at night? Because the guy never sleeps anyway. Is he in the kitchen at night making his own vaccines? I didn't hear it one way or the other. It's just interesting. Trump thanks John Kelly, or John Kelly's aide, who denied him. You know, this story is just falling apart, and they won't let it go. Right? This is a story, again, from two anonymous sources who said that there's no way that that man disparaged veterans or fallen heroes. And everybody who has come out with their name has said he never said that. Even Bolton, who they don't agree with, he doesn't like the president, said he didn't hear that. Right? I don't get it. So they're willing to believe the lie. They're willing to perpetuate a lie because they hate him so much. What are they willing to do to the country? What are they willing to do to you? No kidding. If you hate somebody, an organization, or something that much, and we've already seen they have a hard time controlling their tempers, you hate somebody that much, they're willing to do just about anything. Right? They're willing to do just about anything to get you on their side. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. This is the one, again, where your tax money's going. This is how crazy this is. Washington Lee University is coming under scrutiny for offering a course on how to overthrow the government. That in and of itself is treasonous. Now, if they were smart, they would have put courses up that said how governments have been overthrown. But that would have been too easy for them, right? The school's president says that the course has been over-sensationalized in the media. Officially titled Writing Seminar for First Years, the course places students at the head of a popular revolutionary movement. And their goal is to overthrow the government. I'm sorry. What kind of ideas does that give the already violent group? Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Sight. Look, God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. We want you back with us here tomorrow.